Good morning, Michigan. A very pleasant Tuesday to you. Michael Patrick Shields, radio stations across the state of Michigan, worldwide at MIBigShow.com. Let's check with the pollster, Steve Mitchell from Mitchell Research, because we've been a bunch of numbers flying all around. And I want to talk to him about that process before we get to the general election. Of course, it's already here because of absentee ballots. But, Mr. Mitchell, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's always terrific to be with you and on another beautiful October morning in Michigan.
Here we go into the month-long home stretch. And, yesterday there was a Trafalgar poll that said that Tudor Dixon was 6 points behind Gretchen Whitmer. Today we see the Detroit News WDIV that gives the governor a 17-point lead over Tudor Dixon. What are we to think when the disparity is that broad?
Well, there certainly is a broad disparity. Of course, Governor Whitmer, who's an outstanding campaigner and has done a terrific job raising money, has spent far more than Tudor Dixon or the Republicans in her campaign, and that's why she is leading. Whether the lead is 5 points or 17 points, there are two things that are apparent. A, she's leading, but B, she's at about 50%. Which means that she's got to get up a little more over 50% to assure that she's going to ultimately win this race. I remember back about 20 years ago, I was polling in the governor's race, and Dick Postumus was running against, the lieutenant governor was running against Jennifer Granholm. And he was about 8 or 9 points down a week out. She was at 51%, and he was at 43%. At the end of the day, she ended up at 51%. And he only lost by 2.5%. So hard to say which way this is going to go. Both pollsters had about the same margin in the presidential race. Trafalgar was off by 4.8%, and the Detroit News is off by 4.2%, as were we and the Detroit Free Press in projecting the Joe Biden victory back 2 years ago. So they're both good polling firms. We'll know at the end of the day which one was closer to being accurate.
In either case, whether it's 17 or 6, how important, if important, is that upcoming debate?
I think the debate's very important, especially for Tudor Dixon. Because she has been outspent by so much, because her campaign nor allies of her campaign have been able to spend hardly any money, she has only been defined by the advertising that's been done by Governor Whitmer and the Democratic Party. This gives her an opportunity to define herself in a much better fashion to voters around Michigan. So the debate is far more important for her. She's got to try to demonstrate that she is worthy of their vote. Governor Whitmer, of course, just doesn't have to make any mistakes, and that'll be a victory for her.
This polling data
really
from
good, they're both really great candidates, so it should be a good debate.
They're both good communicators, but I see here in this WDIV poll that most voters said that the handling of the pandemic by Gretchen Whitmer is not a factor. When you hear that and you're Tudor Dixon, and so far that seems to be a big part of her argument, do you drop it and find something else at this stage, or what do you do?
Well, as a candidate, you're going to follow the advice of your pollsters. She has pollsters who are working for her. They're going to be providing her with advice on what they believe are the top issues. And you're not going to read the polls done by the public media. Rather, you're going to follow the advice of your advisors and your consultants. And if they believe those are potential issues that could hurt the governor, then that's what they're going to campaign on.
I don't know. I kind of felt all along that eventually when it came time for the election, people were going to say, well, nobody really knew what to do, and the governor was in a tough spot. She did the best she could. Maybe she erred on the side of caution, but who knows? Do you think that's the sentiment that we're seeing reflected in that poll?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I think the biggest problem Governor Whitmer has is a problem that she has no control over, and that's, of course, the fact that she's running for re-election at midterm when the Democrats are in control of the White House. What's more disconcerting for her is the apparent increase again in gasoline prices, the high inflation, and the fact that the rates on buying a home now are up to 5-7%. Those are the numbers that are going to impact a number of voters. And again, she has very little control. But the party in the White House traditionally loses a lot of seats in Congress. And I think that's the biggest concern she has, is if the economy appears to be getting worse, that's going to hurt her.
What if Tudor Dixon said something like, you know, there's a lot of speculation about whether Joe Biden's going to run for president again. He already is, right here across the stage from me, in Gretchen Whitmer seeking re-election. She's riding with Biden the whole way. Would that be effective?
Well, absolutely. Just as the Democrats want to tie Tudor Dixon to Donald Trump, Tudor Dixon wants to try to tie Joe Biden with Gretchen Whitmer. Both politicians are very unpopular. Biden was down at 37% nationally at one point. He's up now to about 42. He had gone up to about 43. But that's still very unpopular. That's still a couple of points lower than Donald Trump was at the corresponding time 4 years ago.
70% of people believe, according to this poll, too, that the abortion should be legal in Michigan. So that is also not worth debating at this stage, right?
Well, I think what the Republicans would say is that's very true. 70% want abortion. But what I've seen in polling over the years is 60% want abortion in the first trimester, but that falls to 30% in the second trimester and only 18% in the third trimester. And, of course, the ballot proposal that's on the ballot right now provides for abortion for any reason up to 9 months in delivery of the baby. So this is a very, very progressive abortion ballot proposal. It takes away parental consent for minors. And so this is not just returning Roe to Michigan. This is a huge expansion of Roe, where only viability, only babies that had achieved viability at 24 weeks, you could only abort before that time under Roe v. Wade and under Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which are the deciding Supreme Court decision.
Oh, they might as well throw for the end zone now if they're going to do it, because most people don't even dig that far into that ballot proposal, I imagine. They just hear what they hear in the headlines and run with it. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Mitchell Research. I would like to talk to him again soon. It's Michael Patrick Shields through the AT&T microphones.